Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar. Here are the main headlines this morning. The government withdrew the draft Personal Data Protection or PDP bill introduced in 2019 to replace it with a broader legal framework on the digital ecosystem based on suggestions made by a parliamentary panel. In a statement to the Lok Sabha, Minister of Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, said that the government was withdrawing the PDP bill because the Joint Committee of Parliament flagged several issues and suggested changes to the bill to make it more comprehensive. Within days of bidding for spectrum in auction, Bharti Airtel announced it has signed 5G network agreement with gear makers Ericsson, Nokia and Samsung to commence deployment this month. Airtel highlighted its long-standing relationship for connectivity and pan-India managed services with Ericsson and Nokia, while stating that its partnership with Samsung will begin this year onwards. The Sunil Mittal-led firm recently acquired 19,000 MHz spectrum in 900 MHz, 1800 MHz, 2100 MHz, 3300 MHz and 26 GHz, bolstering its spectrum holding. The LIC share sale, the largest issue despite being a highly trimmed down one, has pushed government holding in listed companies to a high of 7.15% in the June quarter from 5.48% in the March quarter. The government holding in NSE companies jumped by 20%. To 16 lakh crore rupees, primarily due to the LIC issue, which is now valued as the 10th largest in terms of market capitalization. Multiplex operator Inox Leisure saw growth in footfalls in the first quarter of this year. The strong performance of Southern Content, dubbed in Hindi, was a main contributor to the growth. There was 6% growth in footfalls in the first quarter with 1.8 crore admits, which is 0.7 crores more than the first quarter. The Hindi version of RRR and KGF2 drove the footfall. Bookprop Management Services, the manager of Brookfield India Real Estate Trust, declared a dividend of 170 rupees or 5.1 per unit to the unit holders for the June quarter, buoyed by timely rental payments and higher occupancy. The company said the distribution comprises 82 crores or 2.45 per unit in the form of interest payment on shareholder loans and CCDs. Brookprop Management Services, the manager of Brookfield India Real Estate Trust, has declared a dividend of 170 crore rupees or 5.1 per unit to unit holders for the June quarter, buoyed by timely rental payments and higher occupancy. Asset Reconstruction Company of India, ARCIL, has emerged as the single challenger bidder to acquire Yes Bank's 48,000 crore rupee bad loan portfolio. The Avenue Capital-backed ARC has also tied up with private equity firm Cerberus Capital to finance the bid. The bid also marks the return of Cerberus to the Yes Bank asset sale, which it had lost in the first round. Moving on to markets, Indian benchmark indices soared at the start in trade today, with IT stocks leading the rally. Sensex is up 150 points and Nifty is up 40. Infosys led the rally with a gain of 1.5%. Nikkei, Hang Seng, Shanghai Composite Index and SGX Nifty are all in green in trade today. Wall Street and the Asian markets welcomed the positive economic data, upbeat corporate guidance and easing political concerns boosted investor risk appetite. Indian indices, encouraged by the response, might continue to rally and stay in the green today. In business term of the day, we look at unemployment rate. It's the percentage of the labor force without a job. It's a lagging indicator, meaning that it generally rises or falls in the wake of changing economic conditions rather than anticipating them. When the economy is in poor shape and jobs are scarce, the unemployment rate can be expected to rise. When the economy grows at a healthy rate and jobs are relatively plentiful, it can be expected to fall. With that, it's a wrap on today's edition. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.